Welcome back to the Effective Ministry Podcast, the podcast that helps you to have an effective youth and children's ministry in your church. My name is Tim Bielhartz. I'm a children's ministry advisor for YouthWorks in Sydney. And today I'm joined by a whole gang of people to talk about thinking Christianly about teaching and education. But before I introduce them, just a reminder to subscribe to this feed in Spotify or your favorite podcasting app so that you'll be notified when the new episodes drop. If you're new to this podcast, welcome. You've come in at episode 55, which means that there's a whole backlog of content waiting for you to scroll back through the feed and pick out any topics that most interest you. And if you have suggestions on topics you'd like to cover, any children's or youth ministers that we should be chatting to, any authors or books that we should be interviewing, then please email me at effectiveministrypodcast@youthworks.net or leave a comment on our new Facebook page. Just search for Effective Ministry Podcast and let me know what you think. Well, that's enough housekeeping from me. We'll get into the conversation. I have here Mike Dicker, Principal of YouthWorks College, Emma Collette, who's the Executive Minister at Churchill Anglican, and Mark Schroeder, School Chaplain at Broughton Anglican College in Sydney's Southwest. Welcome, team. You're all here because you're somehow connected to the Centre for Christian Education, one of the latest additions to YouthWorks College's portfolio, I suppose, of courses that equip people for effective ministry. And we'll talk more about that later. But we want to have a chat about education, particularly school teachers and teaching, and what it means specifically to be a Christian school teacher, not in the sense of teaching at a Christian school, though of course that may be the case, but more importantly, about being a school teacher who is a Christian. Mike, I'll start with you. Why is it important that teachers who are Christians are thinking Christianly about teaching?
Yeah, I think in a very general sense, Christians have always been interested in education and especially the education of children and young people. I think really that flows from the way we think about human beings. You know, the gospel is from the youngest to the oldest, from the smallest to the largest. And so Christians have always been keen to make sure that children and young people have not just learning the gospel, but learning and being taught about life. And so you see that kind of in the wisdom literature in the Old Testament as well. So it comes from our Judeo-Christian heritage. And that has also followed on to the way that Christians have started schooling, basically, in the Western world as we know it, arises out of the Christian church. And so I think Christians should be interested in it for that reason. But then I also think as well that outside of the family unit or the household, the most significant amount of time that young people spend anywhere is in their schooling, you know. So, you know, typical school in the Western world, you know, it's Monday to Friday and it's, you know, 6 hours a day roughly that you're spending with one teacher or several teachers. And that really does have quite a formative impact on young people. And so if you're a Christian, you want to be thinking about how your Christian faith actually flows through everything you do, wherever you work, whether that's, you know, in accounting or whether it's as a teacher. But I think particularly teachers want to think about how their Christian faith applies in a school context because of the profound impact they have, not just on children and young people, but also on the staff and that significant kind of community. So there's one of the main reasons, I think, in a real general way that Christians should be thinking Christianly about teaching. And then, of course, I think it has even greater impetus when you come to thinking about the ecosystem of a Christian school, which actually, you know, Mark probably speak a bit more about as well.
Emma, as well as your role at Churchill Anglican, you're also lecturing the subject called Formative Christian Teaching, which I guess is one of the cornerstone subjects of this course. It links together that theological thinking and educational practice. From your perspective, how do these two things fit together?
Yeah, well, I think Mike's already touched on the importance of the Bible and theological thinking impacting practice in any area, really, like the workforce. But certainly, I think if you view the world through a biblical lens or through the lens of the gospel, then that automatically impacts the way that you think about things, the way that you interact with people, the way that you make decisions, the way that you go about your daily life. And I think when you're teaching or when you're in a school environment, that will also be the case as well. So what you believe to be true about children or people in general and the way that they're formed, they're made by God in His image for His purposes, then the fact that I believe that is going to impact the way that I treat those children and create a space for them that it's safe, an educational space for them. So that you can't disconnect your belief from the way that you practice your life or the way that you live or teach.
Mark, your role is at a Christian school. You're the chaplain there, which obviously means your role bridges these two worlds, the theological world, the educational world. You're bringing those together, particularly in your role. But what about the average primary school teacher or say the maths teacher in the high school? Why does it matter that they're thinking Christianly about education and teaching?
I was thinking about this, Tim, and I remembered a teacher that I had when I was at primary school. His name was Mr. Smithers. He was my kindergarten teacher. But he was just a positive influence in my life. He wasn't a Christian person, but he was just a positive person to be around. And so I think that naturally as Christians, we ought to be living out God's love in our relationships with all people. And so the average teacher, whether they're a primary school teacher or a maths teacher or a science teacher, in or out of a Christian school, have a really powerful opportunity to just be a positive relationship or a loving relationship in the context that they find themselves in, whether it's Christian school or not. And so we talk about telling the better story as Christians. And so as Christian educators, we do have a better story to tell and an opportunity to lift students' eyes above the muck of this world to something greater and certainly to God's truth found in Jesus Christ, but just in the everyday things to just be an encouraging voice in the lives of these young people.
That's really helpful. It's great to have that story attached to it as well. Emma, you've had experience in teaching and in school as well as church ministry. What difference do you think it makes for teachers at the school to be thinking Christianly, either in the classroom or, as Dicker mentioned, in the staff room, just around the school property?
I think that it makes such a difference in every little area. So by being intentional in thinking through the way that you're going to set up your classroom or the way you're going to have interactions with different people, maybe not necessarily in the moment, but even as you reflect on those things, to think about how you did reflect and how you could have reacted differently, you know, as a Christian, but also in the way that you create a space for children in a classroom by seeing them as being made by God, precious to Him. And so each child will have unique things about them.
I think we know implicitly as a society how much schools matter, because if you want to start an argument in society, talk about introducing something into our curriculum, right? Or removing something from our curriculum. Like, you want to talk about removing certain aspects of Western history, or you want to start introducing new aspects of human sexuality and formation, and you just watch what that does to a whole society, because we understand implicitly how important schools are in our society and our cultures. Likewise, when you move it, narrow it down more from curriculum to the impact of an individual teacher, you will probably know from your own experience, you know, that if you've had a very good teacher teach you a subject that you're not really interested in, how much it can come alive and how much you love that subject. Likewise, if you're someone who loves history or you have a very favorite subject and you have a poor teacher, you also realize how much it can ruin it for you and how much you won't learn. And you'll see that with your own kids as well. Now, if you kind of think about just the way that schools operate in general and the implicit knowledge we have for how important they are for the formation of our children, young people, and actually for whole societies, now just inject into that the same kind of Christian ethos that we want to see cultivated, not just in Christian schools, but also in our society at large. And now all of a sudden you start to see how important it is, not just what you teach, but how you teach it. And not just how you teach it, but how you interact with students and with staff in schools. You know, it was the Jesuits who said, give me a child till he's 7 and I'll give you a man for life. And I think, you know, you can take that two ways, right? It either sounds coercive and manipulative, you know, you can set people off on a terrible kind of, trajectory. Or you could also see it as a positive. What you do in your schools and how you train and raise young people is formative for how that they will respond and act in society. Of course, we believe that the gospel is good news for society and for the whole world. And so therefore, it's super important that Christians are thinking about this and living it out as teachers in classrooms, whatever school they're in.
Mike, I'll add to that, today, literally, a parent came over to me at parent drop-offs and they were really worried about their kid. Their child was really nervous about going into the classroom this morning because the truth came out about a lie they told to their teacher at the parent-teacher interviews just the other day. But the opportunity for us as Christians in that context was to help that child to remember that forgiveness is definitely an option. And actually, forgiveness is the reality that they're going to experience from this Christian human who is older than them, but actually genuinely loves them because they are loved by God. And so here's an opportunity to teach Christianly. Not necessarily anything to do with work that's done up on a smart board or in a workbook, but it's relationally an overflow of our Christian beliefs that we stand forgiven because of the work of Christ. And so therefore we forgive others. That was the narrative that I got to share with this kid and to help him to stand up, take a breath and to go, yeah, that's right. I remember that. Thanks, sir. And then off this little boy went. And so that's Christian education, right? To be motivated because of the Christian truths that we hold dear and that we love and that we believe, and to see that make a difference in the lives of these young people.
But I think as well, it adds another dimension to it. In a world, you know, if you're going to listen to sort of Tom Holland and some of the, you know, not the actor, the historian, if you're going to listen to Tom Holland and think about, you know, the way that he argues Christianity has shaped everything, and even, you know, agnosticism and atheism and secularism is a product of sort of Christianity. And as we know it, you know, from the Reformation, then the Christian gospel and Christian teachers, the Christian worldview, if you like, brings a sense of coherence to our society as well, because it makes sense of all those things that we value and assume as, you know, cosmic values for everyone. So, you know, you've got young people who they have a strong sense of justice and injustice and wanting, you know, judgment and maybe canceling people and maybe withholding forgiveness from some, but then also wanting to be merciful and forgive others. And they also have, you know, concerns about the future and the planet and all those things. And they're all very good values and things to hold. A Christian teacher, as they're teaching science, maths, English, or whatever, can actually bring another aspect of coherence that helps make sense of all those desires and helps them find a proper place as well. Because I think without that coherence, often those desires lead to a hypocrisy and frustration. You know, just like Mark was saying in his story, you know, we believe forgiveness is possible. Well, in some cases, and other times all we experience in society is just the heavy hand of judgment and being canceled for something that you've done. And we have no framework for working out when that should happen or how it should happen. And I think, you know, Christian teachers play a real important role in being able to kind of speak into that space.
John Dixon tweeted this week, "I think there might be a renaissance of Christianity in the next 10 years. This is partly because I see strong signs of disillusionment in secular culture, and partly because I think many will see that Christianity offers the most coherent account of science, ethics, and meaning," which kind of taps into what you were saying there, Dicker. Mark, I know that a number of Christian schools, including yours, you know, are explicitly wanting to teach every subject from a Christian worldview. So do you want to just speak a bit more from your perspective as you look across the school? Like, how does this idea of all truth being God's truth, how does that help with our teaching, particularly for those who are in Christian schools?
Mm-hmm. So at our school, we encourage our staff to not be tacky in the application of our Christianity, but to be embedded. And so to help teachers to remember the greatest story of the scriptures and to bring that to light in all of their teaching. So one of the things that we hold before our teachers is to remember the creation for redemption glorification cycle, and to remember that cycle in scripture. And as they teach in their classes, to leverage the opportunity that their subject area might offer as a way of reminding students about what the Bible teaches. And so it might be that in science that lends itself really, really easily because they're talking about the origin of all things. And so therefore that just lends itself straight away to say, hey, let's remember what the Bible teaches and let's talk about Genesis 1. But that gets really hard when you're in maths. You don't want to land in a tacky spot where you're talking about, right, so Jesus fed 5,000 people with how many loaves and how many fishes, and we do some simple arithmetic. But instead, we might want to talk about being good stewards of God's creation and remember that we live in a world where Jesus has come and he has died, that all things would be reconciled through Christ. And we look forward to future glorification. But in these days, we still struggle and we still see things that we battle with And so we want to be good stewards of the things that we have and to work carefully in creation. And so it's opportunity to be thoughtful, not tacky, but intentional in the conversations that you have with students to shed God's truth, the better story, into the teaching moments that you've got in your classroom.
Looking at the most recent census in Australia, 64% of students are in government schools. I assume that means that roughly 64% of our teaching staff are also in government schools. We want to see Christians who are not just in Christian schools, but also in the public service and in public schools. Maybe Emma, I'll throw to you. What encouragement would you give to those who are teaching in government schools? They can't be as explicit in their curriculum and in their, I suppose, affirmation of Christian things in the way that they teach when you're in that secular space. How would you encourage the Christian who's in the government school to be Christian in the way that they think about their teaching, their engagement with students, and their engagement in their staff team?
Yeah, that's a great question. And one of the things that drew me to the Centre for Christian Education and to teaching this subject when Mike asked a couple of years ago was thinking about how we can encourage and raise up more people to be teaching, Christians who are teachers in all different kinds of environments, whether or not that is the Christian school or it's not a public school where you teach maths and you're a Christian teacher. And because I believe that Christian education is not about the subject that you teach, I think it's actually embodied in the person that's a Christian educator is the one who is Christian. And so that comes through sometimes explicitly if you are in a Christian school and you can teach, like as Mark's just shared, you can have those conversations that lead to faith conversations on both parts. But in a state school or in other, examples of education, that might not be the case. And so I think the encouragement would be we actually have to keep reminding ourselves of the gospel that we love because he first loved us. And so that will sometimes be a minute by minute, hour by hour, day by day thing that you need to remind yourself, whatever context you're in, to be thinking, I need to see this person the way God sees this person. I need God to give me patience in this interaction I'm having with another staff member that wants me to do something that goes against what I believe I should do. And so my encouragement is, to gospel to each other in your Christian communities. And one of the things we do in the formative Christian teaching subject is we spend the first 4 or 5 weeks thinking about what does it mean to be a Christian worker and then what does it mean to be a Christian teacher. And so we spend a lot of time thinking about the things that encourage us, that being committed to a church community, being committed to God's word, being accountable to being discipled, all those things, that it's not just your job and your faith, that those two things intersect. So that would be my one encouragement.
It's also interesting, I think, isn't it? Because just picking up what Emma said there, you know, schools are almost like a mini cosmos of our society, right? Like, or a little petri dish of society where you do get all these different kind of interactions between different age groups of people, you know, staff and children, and, you know, you're spending lunch times together and meal breaks. And that's a really important and formative kind of area to see how society operates. If our schools start disintegrating and Christians in our schools, whether students or teachers, can't relate with others properly or understand or deal with difference or even figure out what it looks like to be a Christian in those spaces, then I'm not sure we have much hope of Christians doing that better in wider society, you know? So it's almost like Christians are at Christian teachers at the leading edge of thinking about how, you know, church and state fit together, about how Christians interact in the world as disciples of Christ. And so I think it's one of the reasons why it's so important for us to get that right, because that's where, that'll have a bigger impact on society as a whole.
We can't underestimate as well just that people notice differences. And there's sometimes, even in our own context as a Christian school, there are some teachers that are very quiet just by nature in their way that they teach Christianly in the school. But certainly students and parents and other teachers know that they're authentically Christian, and they notice the difference that they make or have made to their children's lives or making to the students' lives. And they ask the question, why? And there's a very valuable relational opportunity that Christian teachers have just to walk down the road and debunk people towards the wonderful truths of the gospel.
Absolutely.
I think that's a great encouragement. So thank you to all three of you for speaking to that. I think it is a difficult, and there's definitely, with so many Christian schools operating in Australia, there's lots of opportunity for Christian teachers to go into the Christian schools, but being a positive presence in the public school is also really valuable as well.
That's right.
Mike, you mentioned the difficulty of schools or the challenges that schools can face. And the reality is teaching is really hard. In fact, there was a report last year from the New South Wales Teachers Federation. They said that in just 2 years, the number of permanent teachers resigning from the profession doubled from 929 in 2020 to 1,854 resigning in 2022, a number which is almost triple of those in 2016. They go on to say, we now have almost one in five permanent teachers quitting in their first 5 years of their career. A record 4.2% quit within their first year of teaching in 2022. We are in serious danger of losing the future of the profession. Mark, I'll start with you. Why would anyone go into teaching?
I'd love to say because of the holidays, but I mean, it's not really true. Good teachers are working all the time and actually work long into the night in some cases because it's a wonderful opportunity to lead young people. And so what I loved about teaching before I was a chaplain is that it was an opportunity for me to use my creative abilities just to communicate to young people about the world that we live in, that God has made, and to help young people learn things, but then to be creative and engage in the world themselves and to lead others in it as well. And so what a great opportunity that we have as teachers just to get amongst it and to teach stuff about the world, which is just exciting and marvelous. So why do you get into teaching? Well, because it's great to teach.
I mean, I think it's true, right, that teaching has got a terrible PR problem at the moment. You know, there's constantly saying we need more teachers, we need more teachers. And at the same time, media outlets keep running stories about how terrible teaching is and why would anybody do it? So it certainly has to kind of work that out. But I mean, one of the things about teaching is that it's like, it is hard, but it's hard because it's so important, right? Like it's not the kind of thing that you can just do flippantly or that you want to do without kind of thought or effort because we understand how important it is. And I'm actually personally, I don't have any stats for this. I'd love to get some, but I wonder if Christian teachers may have more resilience or fortitude for lasting longer in teaching. Because there's a trust in a bigger picture, in a sovereign God. So you can have those really hard days at school, you know, and you can have those really hard teachers and hard students. But you can kind of commit those things to God, right? And say, well, look, I know that I'm weak, but he is strong. And this day feels like it was a write-off, but tomorrow I'll get back up and I'll go again because I believe God can be strong in my weakness. And if you don't have that belief, then, you know, each day you take it on its own. And if it was a terrible day, it was a terrible day. And if the next day is a great day, it was a great day. But you get enough terrible days in a row and all of a sudden you start thinking, why is this worth it? You know, I could do better in a different profession, make more money, have more holidays, that kind of thing. But, you know, Christians with a bigger view of the world and with a bigger God and, you know, that trust, that comfort, insecurity and God's sovereignty, I would hope that Christian teachers could last longer in the teaching profession, which would be a good thing for our society, yeah, as a whole.
I think there's an ad on TV at the moment, actually, and it shows a teacher who is just talking about the reward that teaching pays back to the teacher, that often you bump into people, you know, on into the future and the person says, hey, you really made a positive impact on me and it's been really great to have had you in my life, so thank you. And certainly, I think as a non-Christian teacher, that is a wonderful promotional tool, right? To make a real difference in somebody's life for this life. But I'm looking forward to seeing people in eternity that you just had no idea that you had an eternal role to play, that the positive impact that you can have on a student is that they might actually know the truth about Jesus risen from the dead and that somebody comes to faith in Jesus. And so we see them one day in the future and they go, hey, it's because I'm here in glory because you told me about Jesus. And so as a Christian educator, that's a big motivator for me sometimes the day's hard and teaching is hard and the hours are long, but actually I look forward to the day when I'm surprised by those who are in heaven with me.
All I was going to say is I got into teaching. I mean, I knew from, age 10 that I wanted to be a teacher and did my work experience in year 10 with my previous kindergarten teacher at local public school I went to. And from then just knew, studied education a few years ago now. And so that's been part of the journey. But one of the things I love the most about teaching is actually what kids teach you, from being in the room and seeing the perspective of these little ones. I was teaching music at the time, so that's a whole nother kind of world, kind of teaching. But even now, I've just come from teaching a scripture class this morning with 5, 6, 7-year-olds. And just their perspective on things is refreshing for me. And as a Christian, to say, that God has created little people with brains that can think and ask questions. And yeah, so I mean, it's an ad for scripture teaching as well there, SRE in our local schools. But because I think that's important Christian education as well, right?
That's good. All right, we're coming to the end of the episode. So let's talk specifically about the Center for Christian Education. Mike, give us your best plug. What is it? Who is it for? And how can people get involved?
Well, there are actually a number of people at the moment who are offering different programs for Christian teachers. And most of those programs are also offering teaching degrees. So they're teaching degrees with a little bit of kind of theology infused into those teaching degrees. The Center for Christian Education is not doing that. The Center for Christian Education is really offering you theology, biblical studies, ethics, and thinking Christianly about teaching. And then you'll go on to do your teaching degree at, Sydney Uni or Charles Sturt or Western Sydney or wherever it's going to be. Or after having done that, you'll come and do this 1-year intensive program where you start to think about all the ways that theology impacts the way that we live in every area of our life. You start thinking about ethics and the way that the framework that we have for, thinking about some of the really tricky topics in our society. You think about sexuality and identity. And most importantly, you start thinking about what it looks like for you to be a formative Christian teacher, someone who's formed and shaped yourself by Christianity, but also someone that is able to form and shape others. So the Center for Christian Education is really offering that. It's a 1-year diploma of theology that is really shaped towards engaging the hearts of children and young people with the gospel in a school context. And I think, if we've got teachers in our schools that are equipped that way to be, gospel people in whatever they do, that'll also help us in our churches as well. And that's what YouthWorks College specializes in. We specialize in children's and youth ministry, doing that effectively, engaging the hearts of children and young people. And it turns out, actually, there's a lot of children and young people in our schools. So it fits and it works well for us to kind of also be training teachers to do that. And Mark himself is someone who's a product of YouthWorks College who had trained as a teacher and is now working in a school. And actually there's been lots of students over the years that have done this very pathway either before or after a teaching degree. And so really we're kind of just formalizing that pathway and saying, let's recruit more people into teaching and let's equip our Christian teachers with more gospel expertise for engaging our society and our schools with the gospel.
Emma, we've already mentioned your subject, the formative Christian teaching, and Mike has given us a little bit of a snapshot into the other subjects that they'll be learning. But tell us a bit more about your subject and also about the curriculum as a whole, what you see as a teacher in this course, what is helpful for people to be know.
Yeah, so the main thrust is, as Mike said, thinking about what does it mean to be a Christian teacher? whatever context you find yourself in, it's a fairly broad topic. And we have a number of different students that have done the course last year and then this year as well. And some of them come from different backgrounds. One student in my class this year, she's already done her teaching degree and she's come to do this as further thinking about what it means to be a Christian teacher. So in terms of the subject, it goes for a year and we meet each week for an hour and a half and there's coursework. But the other part to the subject is that they have a placement and then they keep a reflective journal that's part of one of their assessments. And the idea is that they're thinking about their practice, how the theory and the practice, those two things come together. So they're thinking about maybe what happened, what's next, and then what will happen in the future. So thinking how being Christian influences different things that are happening for them on the ground in their particular context that they're at. So I think that's one of the real benefits of this subject, that it's not just a subject and then the next year you go out and you see what's stuck. You actually have an opportunity to think about that in the moment. And so in terms of the curriculum, we start, as I said before, we start with thinking about what does it mean to be a Christian worker, a Christian educator, and then look at a history of Christian education in Australia. And we look at the history of Anglican schools as well as the Sunday schools and the influence of them and the way church and state were working together for such a long time, and SRE, the history of SRE. And then the second half of our year is thinking about Christian education in practice, and specifically thinking about what does teaching and learning look like for a Christian educator? What does it look like to lead learning in the classroom, or to be in a school environment and to be a Christian? And so lots more practical things, constantly thinking, okay, well, if this is the practice, what does it mean to be a Christian to do those things? And how do we have those conversations and how do we lead to those? So each class looks different because of the conversations that we have, but I think that the subject as a whole is a great unit for anyone who's either in teaching or thinking about going into teaching, who's Christian, and it's a great foundational year to think about your theory and your practice and the way the Bible influences that.
Mark, you have one of the students in placement at the moment at Broughton. What excites you about the Centre for Christian Education program, and how are you seeing it work out in the placement student that you have?
Yeah, it's really exciting to actually to meet with that student regularly to talk about what are the repeatable and the non-repeatable things that they've observed as they are starting out in their development as a teacher, but then also to consider, well, if teaching is maybe not the right fit, what are the other ways that they might be able to support teaching Christianly? And so for some people, it might be that it might be a TA role rather than the formal upfront teacher who's, you know, their primary role is to manage programs and the reports and the parentage interviews and all those sorts of things. But instead, it actually would be really valuable to have a big pile of people that want to be teachers' assistants in education and Christian teachers' assistants to get along students who might struggle in class, and to think about how do you just foster a relationship with them, but also how do you help them to access the work that's being offered in their school. And so it's a valuable opportunity through the CCE to actually walk that road with our teachers, to train them and to expose them to the other opportunities that are in our schools. And so it could be, obviously, the primary opportunity is to be a teacher. It could be to be a TA. It could be to be a chaplain or an assistant chaplain or a youth worker in both an Anglican school or a Christian school or even a government school. And so I think the CCE just presents lots of opportunities to see where the need is and to intentionally help our training teachers or educationalists to get involved in this realm of education.
Brilliant. That is the plug. Where can people go to find out more about the Centre for Christian Education?
Well, they can go to christianteachers.net, and that will take you to the part of our website that will give you all the information that you need, and you can get in contact with us. We have a number of info nights happening throughout the year, and you'll find the dates for those there as well.
Fantastic. Well, I hope that for those listening in, this has been an encouragement about how to think Christianly about education, and whether you take part of the Centre for Christian Education or not, that whether you're a teacher, you're thinking about becoming a teacher, or you teachers who are Christians in your life, that you can maybe point them in the direction of this episode, that it'll be an encouragement for them to keep going, to keep gospeling to themselves and to those that they are teaching, whether that be in a state system or in a Christian school. Thank you so much, everyone, for jumping on. I will now say goodbye, and we'll catch you next time on the Effective Ministry Podcast.
The Effective Ministry Podcast is a production of Youth Works in Sydney. We want to see effective youth and children's ministry in every church. One of the ways that you can help us do that is by letting people know about this podcast in all the usual ways, like comment, share, and review on your favorite social media and podcasting platform. If you've got comments, thoughts, or questions for this podcast, you can email us at effectiveministrypodcast@youthworks.net. And also check out youthworks.net for other ways that YouthWorks can help you have effective youth and children's ministry in your church.